Since the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan began, thousands of wounded American soldiers have recovered at the Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio, Texas. Burn victims are especially difficult to treat. Their recovery can take a long time. It's often unpredictable. From Texas Public Radio's Terry Gilday, here is the story of Staff Sergeant Robert Henlein.
In March 2007, 36-year-old Army Sergeant Robert Henlein began his third deployment in Iraq, where he was a transportation specialist, coordinating convoys of supplies and troops for the 82nd Airborne. Just a month later, Henlein's truck hit a roadside bomb.
The vehicle was flipped upside down about 15 meters from the hole itself, which was about 5 feet wide, 2 feet deep.
Henlein was burned over almost 38% of his body. He was transported to the military's combat burn unit housed inside Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio. Surgeon Evan Renz, director of the Burn Center, supervises Henlein's care.
In his case, the wounds were extensive. It was a combination of challenges, the depth of injury, the extent of surface area involved, and then finding donor tissue to cover.
Henlein has what are called full-thickness burns, meaning a majority of the skin was destroyed. Most of the burns are concentrated on his face, head, and left arm. Doctors have had trouble getting skin grafts to take.
As far as my head goes, it was burnt down to the skull. We've had 5 unsuccessful surgeries of trying to put skin on it. Last surgery a month ago, they took a full thickness from my stomach. Basically, I got a tummy tuck, which is kind of nice. But they took that full thickness and put it on my head. About 80% took.
Henlein's left arm was so badly burned that most of the muscle mass was destroyed. He spends a few hours every day working with an occupational therapist at the burn unit, trying to rebuild muscle.
Okay, arm at your side. Can you come? What do you got?
Right in here.
Okay, and then go this way.
The cast on Henlein's left wrist must be removed twice a week, so therapists can work on his range of motion.
You're working out?
Yeah.
Henlein says the recovery has been grueling. He now depends on his family in ways he never would have imagined.
My wife and I relationship, there's not a whole lot of husband and wife these days.
He can't really fix himself meals. He can't take a shower anymore by himself.
That's Connie, Henlein's wife of 16 years.
So you've kind of lost that partner?
The Henlines have 3 children. In addition to caring for their needs, Connie spends much of her day cleaning and medicating her husband's wounds. She says it's difficult to be a mother, nurse, and a wife, so she tries to carve out some personal time for her marriage and her own mental health.
My oldest daughter is old enough, so she'll babysit for us so that we can go to dinner together or do something together that's not focused around his care.
It's also been hard for Henlein to adjust to his physical limitations.
I can't play catch with my son, or, I can't go shopping with the girls, very easily. The kids have gotten more used to now, but still, they wish the old dad was here, which I understand. I wish he was here too.
His 10-year-old son, Skyler, says it was difficult at first to understand how badly his dad was injured.
He looked, like he didn't look really good. Mostly everyone cried.
Brittany, age 16, is the eldest child in the family, and she's up front with her friends about her dad's condition.
I'm not ashamed. But, he's my dad, and, things happen, and we're all military, or a lot of my friends are military, so they're understanding.
Henlein is still drawing a paycheck from the Army, but Connie had to quit her job to take care of her husband. He collected some benefits from injuries related to burns on his face and his head, but Connie complains he doesn't qualify for some benefits related to his arm injuries.
They're not eligible for the same benefits as amputees are because they haven't lost a limb. But in my husband's case, he lost the use of his left arm. So whether it's there or not there, he can't use it.
Henlein says that some days are more difficult than others, but he is glad to be alive.
I watched my daughter go to prom last week. That was, she looked beautiful. It was a really nice moment, I could have missed.
After all he's been through, Staff Sergeant Henlein recently learned that his medical traumas are not over. Doctors have decided that physical therapy on his arm is not working. They have decided to amputate. His wife, Connie, took the news badly, but Henlein says he is at peace with the decision. Amputation, he says, will allow him to move on with his life. For NPR News, I'm Terry Gilday.